Time now for the CJHL report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League brings together 135 teams in the 10 Junior A leagues involving over 3,000 players from right across the country. For more, here's Adam Scully.
Now joining us is Alberta Junior Hockey League Commissioner Ryan Bartoszek. Ryan, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Yeah, thanks, Adam.
So Ryan, the Centennial Cup was canceled a few weeks ago, but I understand your league has just received approval from the government of Alberta to resume the regular season. Tell us about this.
Yeah, it's been quite the process, as it's been for everyone. And we've been fortunate enough to get that approval and fortunate enough to have a pathway to get to that point. So it's been a lot of work behind the scenes with obviously the Alberta government, Alberta Health, our chief medical officer, and then within our own league as well. So again, there was a pathway to return, and we've gotten to that point, and now the work continues.
Just before this interview, you mentioned that you're in isolation. Tell us about that. What kind of COVID protocols are currently in place for you and the league?
Yeah, so for our teams, we initiated a 7-day home isolation period prior to returning to our communities. So at that point, after that 7 days are over, we can arrive in our communities. We test upon arrival, and then we go into another 7 days within our community. So again, it's a bit of a process, but we want to re-enter our communities as safely as possible and ensure we're following the guidelines and capturing that responsibility.
What's the timeline? When are you hoping to start games?
Yeah, hopefully towards the second week of March. We're going to have, once we complete that community isolation period, we'll have a time period where we can be back on the ice for 7 to 10 days before we initiate competition.
And in terms of schedule, what are we looking like? Something, a weekend schedule? Or what's the schedule looking like right now?
Yeah, we're committed to playing Friday, Saturday, Sundays only. We'll be in 3-team cohorts for at least the first month of competition. So that's what we've committed to as far as our guidelines. But, at the end of the day, we get to play the game in its intended fashion, and we get to play games. So very excited about that for our athletes.
Obviously, the NHL, has a unique schedule right now, playing baseball series, that sort of thing. Do you guys, look at the NHL and think we can do something similar here too with your 3-game cohorts?
Yeah, and I think that's the benefit just of the relationships we've built over the past months. And, yes, we are on a different scale, but given what has happened here in Alberta, whether that's the NHL bubble, the World Juniors, working closely with the Western League, that's been the benefit for us, is building those relationships, understanding what works, what won't work, recognizing that things change on a daily basis. So, credit to all those groups. And again, for us, those relationships have really helped and assisted us to get to this point. So, we're hopeful again to get to the competition point here and get back on the ice as it's intended to be.
We're in conversation here with Alberta Junior Hockey League Commissioner Ryan Bartoszek. And Ryan, after the cancellation of the Centennial Cup, just how important was it to give the opportunity for players and teams in your league to still have the chance to play some games?
Yeah, and going through all of this, it's new every day and new for everyone, and unfamiliar challenges on a day-to-day basis. But people come back and say, well, why do you do it, right? And it's really a simple answer for us in our league, and it's about our athletes. And yes, it's a step to get back on the ice, and yes, it's a step to get back to practice, but that key piece to compete and really play for something is important. And yes, unfortunately we won't have the opportunity to play for a national championship this year, but at the end of the day, this is still going to provide exposure for our athletes and for our league. So at the end of the day, like I said, that's what it's about. It's about our athletes.
You mentioned providing exposure for your athletes. Let me run some stats by you. 4 AJHL players were selected in October's virtual NHL draft. 53 players from your league have already committed to either the NCAA or U Sports program. What's your secret? What makes the AJHL such a great developmental league?
Yeah, I mean, it's credit to our organizations and our staff for continuing to evolve. And, I mentioned the relationships the league office has built, and that, obviously that's important at the team level as well. And the relationships with various schools and different people across the country, allowing them to come and come into our league and trust our league to develop them and give them the opportunity to go to the next level. But I don't think you can really talk about the AJHL right now without talking about Cale Makar and just what he's done for our league and that pathway. And again, credit to the Berks organization for that commitment and allowing him to develop. And credit to Cale for essentially choosing our path and staying consistent to that path and going to school and ultimately ending up where he is. So it's quite amazing what he's done. And it was at an interesting conversation with College Hockey Inc. the other day, and they have their younger athletes fill out forms and talk about their favorite player, and their favorite player is Cale Makar. And that's exactly what our league can do and our organizations can do and just a specific athlete can do to elevate our league. So like I said, credit to him personally and credit to his family and obviously the organization and our entire league for giving him that opportunity and him taking advantage of that.
Yeah, and Cale Makar was in your league 2015, 2017. Just recently, he just won the Calder Trophy as well. Are you surprised at how quickly he's been able to become, quite frankly, one of the best defensemen in the NHL?
You know, it's funny to watch the highlights, and you see the same things in the NHL that he did in the AJHL. And you know, there's always that conversation, will it translate? Can he take his game from our level to the NCAA level to the NHL, and he's done it. He's doing the same things he did in our league at the highest level in the world. So again, credit to him, his family, and his commitment to the game. So it's exciting to see that, and it truly shows what's possible.
Now, Ryan, before we let you go, you've been with the AJHL for 15 years and the league's commissioner since 2013. Next season, some expansion with the Black Falls Bulldogs. What's the excitement level right now to add a 16th team in your league?
Yeah, it's exciting. And it was more so of a transition of a team rather than true expansion. And I think it comes down to that group and that community, just like it does everywhere else. And the commitment and the resources they put into that organization. And they've done a great job to this point, building their organization. They're in the process of building a great new facility. And, at the end of the day, it makes the league stronger. All of our partners have unique advantages throughout this province. And it's such a vast province that that's what we tell, parents and families, that every community is unique in our league. And they all have benefits to it. And that's a great thing about our league, is that our athletes have the option to go wherever they want, choose their program, choose the best fit for themselves and their families and where they think they can develop the best. So, we look forward to adding them next year. And I think they'll be a great addition to our league and continue to push and elevate. And that's the thing. We can't stay stagnant as a league. We have to continue to push and build our brand and attract the high-end athletes.
Certainly some exciting times coming. Ryan, thanks so much for your time today and all the best here going forward as the AJHL is coming back.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
That was Alberta Hockey League Commissioner Ryan Bartoszuk, and that wraps up this week's CJHL report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League, your future is here. Gino?
All right, thanks, Adam. Coming up, whenever the OHL is able to safely return to play, who are going to be some of the top prospects for the upcoming NHL draft? We'll discuss that with our director of scouting, Craig Button, next.